Happy Saturday, everyone. Hi, Auntie Trisha.
Hi, Auntie Jody. Happy Saturday, everyone.
Trisha. I'm not hearing you, Auntie Trisha. I'm not hearing you. Why I'm not hearing you, Auntie?
I am not sure. Are you hearing me now?
I'm still not hearing you. But I like those teddy bears that you have behind you. I love those bears behind you. I love those bears.
Thank you. You hear?
Auntie Trisha.
I wonder why.
No, I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing you at all, Auntie Trisha. All right, so while Auntie Trisha is trying to fix her sound, I just want to say welcome, 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 and happy Saturday to everyone. Welcome to UME Radio Kids Podcast, designed to inspire and spotlight kids for greatness, right? For greatness. This podcast is about emancipating the mind of your kids so that they can step into their divine purpose. And that settles it, right? Okay? On this show, your child will be exposed to information about their culture, educational activities, Bible stories, and games, and so much more. So much more, right? So much more. If you would like for your child to be on our show to showcase their brilliance, their talents, and their gifts, you can go to our website, all right? So go to our website. That is www.umeradio.com/applications, all right? Celebrating our kids is exceptionally important, right? It's really, really important to empower them to speak life over them, all right? This is really, really, really important. Celebrating our kids is exceptionally important. Each child has a unique gift, okay? Each child have a unique gift, right? So this platform is to help them to showcase to the world without judgment and ridicule, all right? Without ridicule. Our focus is empowerment, positive empowerment, 24/7, all right? 24/7 empowerment. My name is Auntie Jody. My name is Auntie Jody, and my beautiful co-host is Auntie Trisha. All right, so you can find me on my website, jodyannajbmcfarlane.com, right? You can also find me on Instagram. You can find me on you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on... Yeah, all the social media network, right? All the social media network. So welcome again and happy Saturday. I hope you have a fantastic day, all right? All right, I am Trisha. How are you? I'm still not hearing you.
I am doing phenomenal.
I'm not hearing you.
I'm not sure why you're not hearing me, Auntie Jody. Are you hearing me now?
I'm still not hearing you.
Why?
I am still not hearing Auntie Trisha. All right, so my co-host is Auntie Trisha, right? Her name is Auntie Trisha. You can contact her right on our social media page, right? Trisha Kiddies Corner, right? Trisha Kiddies. I hope I'm doing this right. All right, Auntie Trisha. Trisha Kiddies Corner on YouTube. All right, you can find her on Instagram, Trisha Williams on Instagram, Trisha and Williams. Trish _ Williams. And also, Auntie Trisha? Okay, there we go. All right, so you can find her on social media, on our social media platform. All right, we have an excited show prepared for you today. right? And we have some remarkable guests. Join us. Joining us, all right? We want to say a big thank you to all our sponsors, our supporters, listening, viewers, all over the world, all right? All over the world. Please join us in the comment section, like and share and subscribe. And let me say that again, like, share and subscribe. Like, share and subscribe. If there is a topic that you'd like for us to talk about on this show, please let us know. Please let us know, okay? Please let us know. We would like for you to put it in the comment section. You can put it in the comment section. Put it in the comment section. Or you can go to our website, info@umeradio.com. info@umeradio.com. All right? This is our hope that your child will be remarkable. Okay? Remarkable. Again, I just want to say welcome to UME Radio with Auntie Jody and Auntie Trisha. Auntie Trisha will join us again soon. All right? Okay. Say yay, Auntie Trisha.
Yay. Are you able
no,
to hear
No, I'm not hearing you.
What's going on? My gosh. I'm not sure what's going on and why I'm not able to, or you're not able to hear me this morning. Right, Auntie Jody? All right, so we have a wonderful show lineup for you today. Very, very beautiful show. Of course, we have Tech Friendly coming up. We also have Spotlight coming up. All right, and so we're moving forward. We also have Learning is Fun coming up. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. We're also going to be having, of course, Little Big Minds coming up. So it plans to be an extraordinary show today. So we're going to be having Kids in the News, that happenings with kids around the world, Tech Friendly, that safely online tips for using digital kids and coding opportunities. Then we'll have Spotlight with Auntie Jody, Learning is Fun with yours truly, Little Big Mind, of course, where we're having an interview with a brilliant kid today, and Game Time, Not So Boring Bible. All right, so of course we're gonna ask DJ Kelly to take it away to take us into.
This week, Giancarlo Barrios played a role in history. The 10-year-old was one of the first participants in the pivotal stage of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trial for kids under 12.
I feel good about it, to be honest. Children can be big carriers of COVID, and I just think that it would help if we actually figured out a vaccine for children like my age.
He got the shot, either the vaccine or placebo, he doesn't know which, at Ochsner Health in Louisiana, where his mom works as a research coordinator. The health system is among more than 90 clinical trial sites in 4 countries. Pfizer's now enrolling volunteers. The first portion of the study will include kids ages 5 to 11, and in the coming weeks, it'll be open to those as young as age 2 and to 6 months. The doses in these trials are lower than for adults and kids 12 and over. For them, it's 30 micrograms. For children 5 to 11, the dose is one-third of that. For even younger kids, it's one-tenth the adult dose. The trial participants will get 2 shots, same as grown-ups. Dr. Anthony Fauci said today this is how vaccines are usually tested.
When you get down to the younger children, it is not at all unusual to diminish the dose.
The doses were chosen based on evidence from earlier studies, according to Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla.
We have from data a strong belief that they will be safe and they will work.
Giancarlo's mom, Jewel, acknowledges some parents wouldn't choose to have their kids participate in a trial.
If it's a no, that's fine too, because it's, you know, it's voluntary. You know, it may not benefit him directly, but it may benefit those who come behind him.
Now, Shep, some might wonder how Pfizer will prove that the vaccine protects against COVID in these studies as case numbers are declining so much. Well, Pfizer tells me the main goal is to show an immune response similar to older people, and efficacy can be inferred from there.
Shepard Smith here. Thanks for watching CNBC on YouTube.
Can you, you know, in last week, we actually.
Okay. All right. So last week we started. Yeah. All right. So I'm having some feedback. Yeah. So last week we started, right? An interesting topic, as you saw before, about the kids with the vaccine, and it continues this week. All right. It is so brave for him to go ahead, right? To go ahead and do the vaccine. And as I said last week, that I'm an adult and I'm scared. I'm scared of taking the vaccine. I'm scared of taking the vaccine. So, guys, I want you to write in the comment section, and let me know, if you would allow your child to do the vaccine. And also, I want to say thank you to CNBC for that footage. So that was really good. And this morning. Is that Annie Tricia? Annie Tricia, you're back?
Yes, I'm back. And we're having all sorts of tech troubles today. But nevertheless, yes, let's move on.
Technology. Yes, so Annie Tricia, I want you to tell me, what are your thoughts? Because we spoke about this last week, right? We spoke about this last week about the vaccine, right? So I want you to tell me your thoughts. Then this child went ahead and you see how he spoke so brave. You know, he spoke so brave about it. So I want you to tell me, what are your thoughts on it?
I listen to the clip and I'm wondering, does it boil down to the kids' choice, you know, of do we as parents ask our kids, do you want to take the vaccine, or do we really, you know, go ahead and make the choice for them? Because definitely I believe that they do have, you know, a say mm-hmm. in the matter, you know, of what's going on. With them, what's going on around the world. I still am not, sure where I stand, you know, where getting the vaccine is concerned, especially as it relates to kids. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So somebody in the comments said, I would not let my child
take it. It's too risky.
Take it. It's too risky.
I definitely believe it's risky, especially if, you know, they are among the first set of children who are taking it. Then, you know, we're not sure how their bodies are going to react to it. So, you know, but definitely moving forward, there are human beings also. And if that's where the world is going and we all have to be vaccinated, then of course, they are going to be vaccinated too.
Okay, and we have somebody joining us this morning. Hello, can you introduce yourself and just tell us your name and where you're from?
I'm Shaniqua Davis, from Jamaica, Ocean Reyes.
Oh, she's our little big man, guess. She's our little big man.
Hi. All right. Can you tell us your thoughts? I'm not sure. Did you get a chance to see the clippage?
Yes,
not
I did.
Not too long?
Yes, I did.
All right. So tell me your thoughts on the vaccine for kids.
Let me talk about myself. I would, if, you know, persons before came before me and tested it and, you know, the results, because after all, we are kids and, you know, I want a future, so I probably would, but I would like after a few kids.
Okay, that's beautiful.
That you wouldn't, right. You wouldn't want to be one of the first one to go, right?
No, I would not.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either, honestly. So, have you spoke as your parents? Have this conversation about the vaccine to you?
No, not really. Only my mother, because my mother works overseas. She is the only person other than my grandfather to actually take a vaccine. So I don't really talk about that because, you know, I don't really need to.
Okay. All right. So basically, so mommy already took the vaccine and granddad took the vaccine. So I would think that they will say, okay, if when it comes in Jamaica, you're going to take it. You're going to allow you to take it. So you think so? It's your mom. So what
I
you think
so, yes. She's still alive. So yeah. That means it worked. Yeah.
That I'm is hearing, good. I'm that Carlene good. Hines here. She's saying, I don't trust the vaccine. I definitely would not let my child take it. So here, we are some parents who are expressing themselves as it relates to the vaccine. I don't trust the vaccine. And, you know, that's what she's saying. So, I mean, which of us do, you know? So I think it boils down to choice, the choice of the parent. And I also believe that, you know, the child has a say in the entire thing, you know, as in the decision-making process.
That is true. So thank you so much for joining us in Kids in the News. And right along, we're going to go to Auntie Tricia with Tech Friendly. And Auntie Tricia, Tech Friendly. Okay, we're having to...
All right, and I'm hoping that DJ Kelly would display the site right there for me. It's www.healthychildren.org. So that's where we're getting our information this morning. So we just want to say thank you to that site for making that information, you know, there for us. It is a world where children are growing up digital. It's important to help them learn healthy concepts of digital use and citizenship. Parents play an important role in teaching these skills. So we're talking about the whole concept of digital role and citizenship. Thank you so much, DJ Kelly. Now, I'm here wondering, what does the whole concept of citizenship have to do with this? So let's continue. All right, so it says, make your own family media use plan, right? So they're encouraging us to make our own family media use plan. And how can we do that? Let me see. Media should work for you and within your home family values and parenting style. When used thoughtfully and appropriately, media can enhance daily life, But when used inappropriately or without thought, media can displace many important activities, right? Such as interaction, family time, yes, face-to-face talk, and all of that. Play, exercise, unplug down time, right? I mean, this is just so much information right here, right, Auntie Jody? Right? Treat media as you would any other, as you would any other environment, right? So they're saying that we should treat media the way we would treat any other space that we're in. The same parenting guidelines apply in both real and virtual environments. Set limits. Kids need and expect them, right? Here we talk about boundaries. Know your children's friends, both online and offline. Know what platforms, software, and apps your children are using, right? Wow. So, I mean, Auntie Jody, this is just a lot of information. They are talking about the whole community, of course, of using online. And we have to look at it as a real space and not separate it to say it's virtual, because virtual is real. You know, they spoke about the whole interpersonal, the whole relationship thing. We have to monitor and set boundaries where technology is concerned and where this whole virtual space is concerned, or else we're going to find out that children's social skills are going to be affected, right? And this site right here, healthychildren.org, is, you know, supporting the fact that we have to help our kids to set boundaries. We have to know their friends online and offline. Very, very, very important. So parents, set up a plan for the use of technology in your home. Set a time bound, set a time limit. Make sure there are boundaries. Make sure there are limitations as it relates to your child. So that's Tech Friendly for today. Auntie Jody, anything you had to say about what's going on there in Tech Friendly?
I'm just listening. I like what it said about it being a community, because it's perfect. It's perfect. And one of the things what would be nice, because a lot of parents don't really know how to set those boundaries. As in, they don't have the knowledge how to set those boundaries. Yes, they know that they need to set boundaries, right? So I would love for you to just help them, maybe in another section, just to just enlighten them, just to show them, you know, on the phone, on the computer, how to set those boundaries. Because, for instance, I have Netflix, and I have just a site just for my nephews to use. Right. And when I put kids section, there are certain things that they're not able to find on the kids section. So that is a part of a boundary. So it would be nice if, you know, because a lot of people really don't know. They know that they need to set boundaries. That's fine. They just need help in helping them and showing them how to set those boundaries.
Yeah. Remember, thanks so much for the information at healthychildren.org. Remember that you can also email us at umeradio, right? At info@umeradio.com. Remember, you can email us. We are here to serve you. So right now, we ask DJ Kelly to take us right into Spotlight with the fabulous Auntie Jody.
Okay. All right. So today in Spotlight, we have family empowerment. I just had a brain freeze, guys. All right. All right. So we have family empowerment. Yes. All right. Thank you so much. All right. So family all the way. Hashtag Black Family Power. All right. So, guys, you can go on this website. This is from Dr. Dr. Faith. Yeah, this is from Dr. Faith. So you can go on the website. You can sign up. You can sign up. Look here, Dr. Faith is amazing. All right, guys, Dr. Faith is amazing. Amazing. I mean, that's amazing. It's maybe too small, but she's amazing. All right, she is excellent in family counseling and everything. Family life counseling, family sexuality, family relationship, family spirituality, family business, and so much more. All right, so guys, go on her website, familyalltheway.com. All right, so go on our website, familyalltheway.com. 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 You must remember. Familyalltheway.com. All right, so that's it in the spotlight today. All right, so we're going to go right over to Auntie Trisha. We're going to go to Little Big Mind.
All right. Before... Thank you so much. So today we have with us for Little Big Mind, a wonderful guest. Her name is Shanika Davis. She is 14 years old and she has been, you know, just a great role model. You know, she has just been just a great mentor for kids in her community. So we're going to be asking her to join us now. Hi, Shanika.
Hi.
It's definitely a pleasure to have you here to share with us this morning on Little Big Mind. Of course, you know you have a big mind because when you have Christ within you, you have the mind of Christ, right? So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am 14 years old, as you guys have heard before. In high school, I go to Marymount High School in grade 8, going into grade 9. I attend Bethel Tabernacle UPC.
Thank you so much. So you are a Christian. How long have you been a Christian?
For about 6 years now, or five, going to 6 years.
So that's like from age 8. Awesome. How has it been going for you? Has it been challenging?
Yes, it has a lot of challenges, being a child and being a Christian and going to school. And, you know, you have friends that are not, you know, Christians, and you have to stay strong.
Awesome. What would you say is the highlight, the best thing about being a child of God?
There are a lot of highlights, you know, so I cannot really tell you one.
In your own words, tell me, what is it like being a Christian?
It means to me that, of course, having Christ in your heart, living, you know, the life while, you know, loving God and yourself and others while, you know, being a Christian. Yeah, that's basically it.
Phenomenal. So what would you say to others who are looking on, who think that being a Christian is challenging? What message do you have to give to children who are out there listening, who want to give their lives to the Lord?
I mean, it is challenging, yes, but once you are determined, you have a made up mind,
you know, that you want to go to heaven, not only because, you know, you want to go to heaven, but having a made up mind, you will eventually get, God will give you the strength to carry on, and you will make it.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So I hear you saying so many affirmatives. God will give you the strength. You will make it. And of course, it's challenging. I myself got saved at an early age. I got saved at age of 10. That's about 32 years ago. And it definitely was a challenge for me. But with God, I definitely made it. So I just want to say thank you so much, Ms. Shanika Davis, for joining us today in Little Big Mind. It was definitely our pleasure having you.
Yes, yes,
that's another question. What are some of the things that you do that shows others that you are a Christian?
In general, basically being kind to others, loving not only yourself, but loving your neighbors, your friends, you know, encouraging persons when they feel down, even helping the tiniest amount, it means a lot to some person. So, yes.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much. You have done phenomenally. Just continue, Shanika, to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. You are definitely beaming here, and we are happy to have you here on UME Radio. All right, so that's it for today in Little Big Minds. That's it for today. Remember to invite your friends to come check us out on our website, umeradio.com. All right, so we're moving on and we're moving on. And it's been a phenomenal morning so far, regardless of the challenges, right? We're riding the waves, and we're riding right now straight into Learning is Fun. Take it away, DJ Kelly. No audio.
Subscribe, share, comment. Hi, kids. Welcome to Trisha's Kitty's Corner. Remember, like, subscribe, share, comment.
Children on Curtain Jesus.
Hello there, boys and girls. This is your Auntie Trisha. Take a very good look at this object. Do you know what it is? This is an anchor. An anchor is a metal device used to hold a ship firmly in place. Firmly in place.
We have an anchor that keeps the soul.
Sing it to the Lord.
Steadfast and sure. While the billows roll. Fast to the rock, which cannot move. In the Savior flood, we have an anchor that keeps the soul. Emanosianama, ever bless you while the billows roll. Fasten to the rock, which cannot move. Grounded firm and deep.
Our topic today is children anchored in Jesus. Did you know that you can be anchored in Jesus? Oh, yes, you can hold firm in him. Here's a story of Jesus and his disciples. Here's a story where Jesus was their anchor.
Wherever Jesus went, a large crowd of people always followed him. He spent his days teaching, healing, talking with them, and got very little rest. One day, after teaching all day, in the evening, he said to his disciples,
"Come, let's cross to the other side of the lake."
So Jesus, along with his disciples, got onto one boat, while some of the people in the crowd got into other boats and followed them. Jesus went to the back of the boat and lay down. He was very tired, and so he fell asleep. When the boat was in the middle of the lake, a terrible storm blew in. The wind blew the boat around, tossing and turning it, and the waves crashed against it. The disciples were terrified. They thought they would die. They frantically went to Jesus and said,
"Teacher, help us. We're going to drown."
Jesus very calmly got up and looked at the waves and said,
"Be still."
Immediately, the wind stopped blowing and the waves calmed down. Everything was quiet. Jesus then turned to his disciples and asked,
"Why were you so afraid? Don't you have faith in me?"
All of his disciples were amazed to see Jesus' powers. They wondered amongst themselves as to who was this great man that even the wind and the waves obeyed him.
Did you enjoy that story? What lesson did you learn? Did you learn about faith? Be confident that Jesus will see you through. Hold fast in your faith and believe whatever you want from him, he is able to supply. Have faith, confidence in God. Just like the disciples, many strong winds will blow. Strong winds of malice, strong winds of envy, strong winds of gossip, strong winds of lies. Again, I say, hold fast. Be anchored by your faith in God. Let your faith grip the without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hold fast with your faith. Hold fast with your faith. Trust God to take you through the storms. Yes, children can be anchored to Jesus. Remember, a little child can lead by faith, trusting God, holding on to the fruit of the Spirit, being fruitful in God. Children, anchored in Jesus.
Yeah, so definitely this morning, it was, you know, just a thought for the children to be anchored in Jesus, because, you know, a lot of time children will look at adults and they will think that, oh, when I get bigger, I will become more solid, you know. But you've got to be solid from now. Be solid, hold firm to the solid rock. His name is Jesus. He does not fail. He cannot fail, and he will not fail. What says you, Auntie Jody?
That settles it. That's perfect. I agree 100%. And learn and teaching the kids at this age right now it's really important. It's really important for them to know that they need faith. Because without faith, it's impossible. As you said before, it is impossible to please God.
Yeah, definitely impossible. And you know, the story of the disciples too. Kids have so many strong winds that are coming at them. The storms mm-hmm. of life that are raging are also yes. raging at kids too. And I mean, sometimes I wonder if as adults we sit and we think of some of these strong winds that blows towards our kids. For example, the emotional winds that they face, emotional strong winds, for example, depression and the impact of depression on a child's emotional health. You know, all the different mental stuff that happen. There is a, would you like your child to be a part of our kids podcast? Visit us at umeradio.com/application. Right. So many strong winds are coming, but when you hold strong to the solid rock, who is Jesus, you hold strong in prayer, you hold strong in the word. Mm-hmm. Yes, because thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. And the word of God is also a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Georgia Dodd is saying, great job, Sister Shanique Davis of Bethel UPC, Ocheria, St. Anne. Great job. So that was it for Learning is Fun. Yes, we are on UME Radio. Of course, where it's amazing. Here is where we care about your child. So you know what? Would you like your child to be a part of our kids' podcast? Visit umeradio.com/application because here we are looking out for the kids. So we are sliding right on to game time. We still have our guests on, Shanika. I hope we still have her on. All right. So are you ready, Auntie Jody?
No. Oh, no. No, I'm not ready, but
I'm ready. Is our little guest still there? Oh, my God. All right. So this is our quiz. Great. It says achieve greatness. Let's start. Mm-hmm. Which book of the Bible mentions a huge man with six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot? Which book of the Bible mentions a huge man with six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot?
Okay.
Auntie Jody?
Why are you calling Auntie Jody? What I remember, I know it. I know it should be like, I think it's Goliath, but I know it's not Revelation. I think it's Genesis.
Oh, I am not sure. I'm gonna go for Samuel, but I'm not sure. So let's see what the answer is. Oh. All right. So the answer is Samuel. And who do we have here with us? I think we have one of our guests. So let's go forward and read. So still another battle, which took place at Gath, there was a huge man with six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot.
Oh.
24 in all. He also was descended from Rapha, and that's from 2 Samuel 21, verse 20. All right, so Shanika is on. So Shanika, we are on here with Not So Boring Bible. We're answering Bible questions, right? Which animals in the Bible speak directly to a human? Which animals in the Bible speak directly to a human? Is it okay. Is it
the last one?
A snake and camel?
Two, a
spider and goat? Three, a horse, snake and a goat? Four, a snake and a donkey? What says you, Auntie Jody?
Snake and a donkey. That's what I know for sure. I know that for sure.
Yeah. All right. What says you, Shanika?
A snake and a camel? I don't know.
Snake and a camel? All right. Let me see. A horse, a snake, and a goat. I don't know about that. Spider, no, sir. I'm going to go with a snake and a donkey. So let's see. What's the answer, DJ Kelly?
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Oh! So the answer is a snake and a donkey. And let's read. Now, the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from the tree in the garden?" That's from Genesis 3, verse 1. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and it said to Balaam, "What have I done to you to make you beat me these three times?" And that's coming from Numbers 22, verse 28. So take us to the next question, DJ Kelly. How did the Bible say Elijah was taken up to heaven? Is it in a pillar of fire? Is it the hand of God picked him up? Is it in a whirlwind, or is it in a spaceship? Shanika?
I'll go last.
I say whirlwind.
Whirlwind. Auntie Jody?
I want to go last, so you go and then I go.
It's a whirlwind.
Because I'm not going
to answer. It's a whirlwind. As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. So congratulations, Shanika. You got that right. So we're going for one more. All right. What was God's response when Abraham asked, "Sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it?" Let me read that again. What was God's response when Abraham asked, "Sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it?" The Lord said, "Because I am God." Second response, he sent 1,000 angels to Abraham. Third response, he sent an earthquake. And the last one, the Lord said, "Bring me a heifer." What's your answer, Auntie Jody? Oh, we have another guest here.
I don't remember.
What's your answer, Shanika?
You go first, Auntie Jody.
All right, let me see if I can tell you the answer. Abraham, how will I know that I will possess it? I'm going to go with "because I am God."
Because I am God.
So let's see the answer, DJ Kelly.
What was the answer?
The Lord said, "Bring me an effort." Yes, I was definitely looking at that. Also,
I was looking at that one because God wouldn't say "because I am God." He's not that bossy, I guess.
Wow.
That's true. Some of you are on mute.
So we have Samara Hall on with us this morning. Hi, Samara.
Hey, Samara.
Okay. I mean, it's been just a phenomenal, phenomenal show this morning. And we just want to say that you can also listen to our show on the following apps, right? On UME Radio app, on Apple App Store and Google Play Store, iTunes Podcast, iHeart Radio, TuneIn, Google Podcast, Podbean, TuneU, Live 365, Spotify, Stitcher, Player FM, and Listen Note, right? And for more information, please visit our website at u.m.tv.
Hello, good morning.
So if you would like your child to be a part of our podcast, we're going to say it again. Visit our website at umeradio.com/application.
Yes. Auntie Jody? Yes. All right. So right now, we're going to have a dance by Samara. All right. All right. So DJ Kelly, take us away. Okay. All right. So this dance, while DJ Kelly put that together, this song, so you know that Father's Day is like a page away. All right. So Father's Day, would you guys? All right. So that's Samara. Look at that pose. Look at that pose. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. And this is a Father's Day tribute. Yes. All right, so I know Samara is having some technical issue. Mm-hmm. All right, so Samara All from Mekola Dance, from Mekola Praise Dancers in Jamaica, and that is actually in St. Anne, and she goes to the United Lifeline Deliverance Church of God, and that is in St. Anne's Bay, and she is a Christian as well. All right, so take us away, DJ Kelly, with that dance.
In the meantime, Shani, oh, all right, we're getting there.
There we go.
This dance is dedicated to the fathers for the upcoming Father's Day. Wish you all a happy Father's Day, especially to my father, Andrew Hall.
Wow. 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 I felt that. That was beautiful. Wow, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Really beautiful. So I would like to know, would you like to say Happy Father's Day? Because tomorrow is Father's Day. Tomorrow is Daddy's Day. All right. So would you like to say Happy Father's Day to your dad?
Shanika?
Happy Father's Day to my father, Kevin Davis. Love you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for the love you have given me, the care, and really appreciate it.
Tomorrow.
All right, so I know that she's not really hearing. She's not really hearing, so that's why she's not responding. So, Auntie Trisha, would you like to say Happy Father's Day?
Yes, I would love to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You are important. You are special. You are a very integral part of the process, and we are not going to play that down. So have yourself a phenomenal Father's Day. And to the kids out there, ensure that you pamper your fathers, give them their breakfast in bed, and all of the shebang. All right? Definitely.
Yes. Yes, and I also want to say Happy Father's Day to my dad. I have two fathers, okay? I have two fathers. I'm that blessed, all right? So I have two fathers. So my biological father, his name is Fitzroy McFarlane. I just want to say Happy Father's Day. I'll be calling you tomorrow, right? Happy Father's Day to Daddy. And also I want to say Happy Father's Day to my other dad, GT Taylor. All right, GT, I just want to say Happy Birthday. Why am I saying Happy? Happy birthday. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Happy Father's Day. And we don't, listen, guys, today was an amazing, 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 amazing episode. What I want you to do is to put in the comment section and say Happy Father's Day to your dad. Put their name in there. Tag them on in here as well. All right, tell them happy, not happy birthday, but Happy Father's Day. Don't be Latin, all right?
So thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for staying with us this morning. It was indeed our pleasure having you. Remember, we're on each and every Saturday, and we're inviting you, and remember to invite someone to come along and, of course, be a part of our program. So it's bye for now.